2019 Democrat debate, Kamala Harris pledged to ban R-15s via executive order. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 31, 2024. During the September 12, 2019, Democrat debate, then-presidential hopeful Kamala Harris pledged to ban R-15s via executive action. She did this after then-presidential hopeful Joe Biden rejected the idea, claiming the Constitution does not give authority for such action. Harris countered Biden, saying, "Joe, instead of saying no we can't, let's say yes we can." She then went on to say, "Yes we can," and then described seeing autopsy photos, attending police officer funerals, and hugging mothers of homicide victims, citing those experiences as the motivation she planned to use to go around Congress. Harris said, "The idea that we would wait for this Congress, which has just done nothing, to act, is just, it is, overlooking the fact that every day in America, our babies are going to school to have drills, to learn how to hide from mass shooters." 10 days after the failed Trump assassination, Harris pushed an assault weapons ban, a red flag law, and universal background checks. On July 30, 2024, during Senate hearings on the attempted Trump assassination, Democrat Senators Mazie Hirono and Dick Durbin targeted AR-15 rifles. Breitbart News reported that Hirono criticized the easy accessibility of AR-15s and Durbin similarly used the hearing to lambaste easy access to AR-15 rifles. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.